We're just beginning the Sermon on the Mount. And our Lord, as Matthew has collected our Lord's words and organized them, establishes this principle. Do not think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. As you know, the Jews looked on the scriptures in three parts: the law, the prophets, and the writings. And sometimes they didn't bother to mention the third part, which was less important to them, but still inspired. The law and the prophets means all the written word of God, all that God has told us, all that he's told us about himself, all that's recounted of what he's done for our people, and all he expects of us. That's the law and the prophets. So Jesus says, you see, I haven't come to destroy, to abolish the law and the prophets. All that God has done for a millennium, I've come to fulfill them, to bring them to a whole other level of existence. And so, and then he expresses his respect for the written law of God. You know, not the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place, until it all happens. Because the law and the prophets are all prophecy. All the laws, for instance, of worship that are in the Old Testament are prophecy. They prophesy that one act of love in which our Lord died, which covers, embraces, fulfills, and replaces the whole sacrificial system, which had as its goal to make us faithful to God. You can imagine what a charism Moses had to devise the basics of the law and the practice of worship in Israel. If he had not had that gift, how long do you think the Jews, the only monotheists in the world, would last, surrounded by their neighbors, with practices that are not that dissimilar to theirs? Moses had to prescribe a liturgy. That's part of the law and the prophets. And our Lord is saying, you see, I've come to fulfill all that. I am the Word of God. I am the Word of God. All of that was meant to prepare you as a people to understand who I am and what I'm going to do. All of that was to prepare the world to understand, because this is our story today about monotheism, huh? Elijah risking his life for the sake of one true God. It's hard to stay a monotheist. It's more, much more intellectually responsible now, I mean, and respectable. So we all subscribe to it. But my friends, do we worship one God? How many other things do we worship? The television, the news, the latest and the greatest. I got to have the news. Is that more important than God? Sometimes in practice it is. And that is idolatry. An idol is something to which we give ultimate importance. That's an idol. Whether it be a little statue we think is going to help us out or whatever. And it's this, our Lord is saying, all of that is a gift. The law, and then all the ramifications of the law as it developed in Leviticus and so forth. You see, all of that is a gift. Gift from my Father to help you stay faithful to him. All the prophets, what have they done but give you my Father's teaching and warn you of what will happen if you don't stay faithful? They prepared the teaching that is still the teaching. I've told this before. You have St. Justin, St. Irenaeus, who argue from Isaiah to the resurrection of Jesus. It's right there. Amazing, isn't it? So our Lord says, I have brought all this to fulfillment. Now, what does fulfillment mean? You see, we say, I've fulfilled all the requirements. meaning I've met their demands. Fulfill does not mean that. It means to fill full, to go beyond it. And now, there's about 20 people here who could give this example, but I'm going to do it because I'm the preacher today. But just suppose we're at a dinner party, and there's nothing to drink. And I say, I'm going to go get something. You expect me to come back with some water for everybody. And I come back with a tray, and it's got glasses of beautiful red wine. See, I haven't met your expectations. I have fulfilled them. I've gone that far and beyond. And that's what the Lord does. He goes this far and beyond. And fulfills all the law and the prophets. That's all the Bible. Now that he's stated this principle, he's going to go on then to say, you have heard it said, but I say, and so forth. And show us in his teaching how he fulfills the law and the prophets. Huh? That will be tomorrow. Ask the Lord to fulfill all the Father's expectations in your life today.